hardwired for blessings, qualities, rebukes, and affirmations of a mother and father.
By Jana Rawling.
Only pay attention and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your grandchildren, impressing these things on their mind and penetrating their heart with these truths. Especially the day you stood before the Lord your God at Mount Horeb, when the Lord said to me, "Assemble the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, so that they may learn to fear me with awe and reverence and profound respect all the days they live on the land, and so that they may teach their children." Deuteronomy 4, 9 and 10. The perfect parent. There's no such thing as the perfect parent or child. We all fall short. We all will grow up with some shortcomings to tackle in adulthood, and because we have them, we need to be healed. Many of us didn't receive the blessing of a mother or father as children, even if we had both parents. We need to learn what it's like to be a positive influence for our children, both spiritual and natural. It's never too late to begin. To be blessed by our parents means that we are capable of blessing others and we can love ourselves more maturely. If we didn't get the nurturing and care that a mother and father are to bless us with, even on a subconscious level, we will end up suffering somehow in our relationships. There's no such thing as the perfect mother or father, regardless of how we were raised. There's no ideal parent, as we all fall short of the glory of God. We all need healing in our relationships, which are the first areas of our lives the enemy attacks. There are many reasons for not receiving a mother's or a father's blessing. It could be that we didn't grow up with parents. It could be that our parents were neglectful. And in today's world, many mothers need to be fathers, and many fathers need to be mothers. We can also apply a mother's or father's blessing to the feminine or masculine qualities we carry as individual men and women. To get the appropriate healing, we must first change the way we think. We must change our expectations of parenthood and childhood with the willingness to be better. We need to trust that God will raise our children where we can't, just as He raised us for such a time as this. There are a few positive and loving qualities that this teaching will point out for mothers and fathers. Just know that there are so many more. These qualities can be applied to anybody, so feel free to use them in your prayers and add your own as Holy Spirit guides the healing process. The rebukes listed later are just a few strategies for releasing in prayer and faith to recover the godly qualities we all want to live by. Again, add your own repentant needs as you pray with Jesus about how to heal shortcomings. Pray blessings and affirmations over yourself and children. These are decrees you can pray from your seat in heaven to co-labor the healing process with Jesus. Make the decrees as often as you need as a reminder of your goals and to ultimately make them a habit in your life. Shortcomings will disappear and new godly character behaviors will emerge. And finally, a mother's and or father's blessing are a great rite of passage as our children grow and mature into godly adults. There's no time like the present to bless the people we love and meet in life. So I bless you with these words and the words of the Lord. I bless you with a renewing of your mind and humble revelation. I bless you with sweet reconciliation to God and others, and I bless you to worship God in spirit and in truth. A faithful, right-minded man will abound with blessings, but he who hurries to be rich will not go unpunished. Proverbs 28:20. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them to the point of resentment with demands that are trivial or unreasonable or humiliating or abusive, nor by showing favoritism or indifference to any of them. But bring them up tenderly with loving kindness in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. Train up a child in the way he should go, teaching him to seek God's wisdom and will for his abilities and talents, even when he is old and he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Warning:
Make certain you're a blessing with a kingdom mindset of love as your heart's motivation. Anything less than keeping your eyes on Jesus will become fleshly witchcraft, control, and manipulation. Remember that if you are not blessing in the Spirit of God, you are cursing. A godly mother. A godly mother's prayers influence God's will, and they are very effective. The strength of her prayers is more likely to establish a solid foundation for a child's salvation. Be encouraged to search Scripture for godly women and mothers, and join a study group to learn the deeper things of God. The Bible is a great resource for navigating life and raising children. Qualities of a mother. Mothers are a caring vessel for the tears of their spiritual and natural children. Mothers build confidence in us because of their unspoken strength and wisdom. Mothers are capable of true submission to God while in pain or suffering. Mothers are often the glue that holds families and loved ones together. Mothers are the epitome of birth and rebirth in life. Mothers teach us how to live life and how to manage a home. Mothers care for us, they nurture us, and embrace us while meeting our emotional needs. Mothers are full of unconditional love for their children, and mothers help us to be whole, centered, and balanced with true alignment of spirit, soul, and body. Mothers are involved in our lives and are available when we need them. They model integrity and nurture us while training us to be the best people we can be. So, as ministers of the Most High God, we bless you with the following prayer. A mother's blessing from God to you, from you to your child. I bless you, child, with the promise of hope. I bless you with my strength and wisdom. You are born a child of God, and I bless you to know him intimately. You always have a safe place in Jesus. Your pain and suffering do not go unnoticed. Your emotions are valid and can be channeled into pure love. I bless you with the ability to birth and rebirth amazing and life-changing needs and purposes for yourself and others. I bless you with a supernatural balance and alignment with God, our Father. I bless you, child, with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I bless you to be available for your physical and spiritual children when they need you. Your involvement with your children's lives is born of God's philotechnos, unconditional love. I bless you as a wonderful nurturer of emotions and comfort as you model integrity in your life. I bless you with holy discipline as you train and equip your children to live godly lives. I bless you with a servant's heart to give the gifts of home and hospitality. And I bless you with joy, love, and faithfulness. Be blessed and enjoy the peace that surpasses all understanding. Add more to this prayer as you are led. Amen. But as for you, teach the things which are in agreement with a sound doctrine, which produces men and women of good character whose lifestyle identifies them as true Christians. Older men are to become temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith, in love, and steadfastness, Christ-like in character. Titus 2:4-6. These words which I am commanding you today shall be written on your heart and mind. You shall teach them diligently to your children, impressing God's precepts on their minds and penetrating their hearts with his truths, and shall speak of them when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Deuteronomy 6:6-7. A godly father. A godly father is devoted to God, to his wife, and his spiritual and natural children. He models his no-nonsense character in all that he does. A godly father provides a solid identity. He helps us to understand who we are in Christ Jesus. He is the spiritual head of the household, and he guides us in our spiritual walk of salvation. Qualities of a father. A father loves and protects us. He creates healthy rules for us to follow, and he holds us accountable and responsible in living our lives. He provides for and protects everything and everyone he loves. He gives good gifts to his children and ensures their safety. Fathers plant seeds of truths and hope in their children. A father burns brightly of the Lord and carries God's character into all that he does. Fathers love deeply and respect the lives of others. Fathers know who they are, and his children and wife are made stronger in identity by his life of standing through adversity. He faces his enemies with passion of protection and uprightness. Fathers create and follow the rules of living he expects his family to abide by and takes rebellion seriously. To him, godly rules govern community and family, and his life reflects the honor he feels for leading and doing for others. Fathers pride themselves with leaving a legacy for future generations. The blessings of your father are greater than the blessings of my ancestors Abraham and Jacob, up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, even on the crown of the head of him who was the distinguished one and the one who is prince among his brothers. Genesis 49:26. And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its supernatural values and customs, but be transformed and be progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. Romans 12:2. Fathers guide and direct their families in all righteousness. He disciplines their spiritual journeys and leads them to live godly and purposeful lives. His decisions come from his relationship with God, and he trusts in all confidence his life is an example for his family and others. This confidence trains and raises his loved ones to love God and others above all things. A father's blessing from God to you, from you to your child. I bless you, child, with love and protection. I bless you with self-discipline and the heart to be responsible and accountable for your life-giving decisions. I bless you with the gift of giving and sacrifice and love to those in need. I bless you with the saving knowledge of God's true character. I bless you with a foundational will to protect and provide for loved ones. I bless you with the ability to see truth and to offer hope to others. I bless you, child, with strength and respect for God, yourself, and others. May God bless you to know who you are in Christ Jesus, to know your purpose in life, and to walk according to Holy Spirit as teacher of your faith. I bless you with the leadership qualities I carry and the knowledge to use them wisely. I bless you with a desire to leave a legacy for future generations that is life-giving with truth and honor. May you create and follow the rules of integrity and glory for God's sake. I bless you to affect your community with grounding determination and hope that rests upon the shoulders of Jesus. I bless you, child, with an unwavering commitment to God, family, and country. And I bless you with joy, love, and wisdom. Be blessed and enjoy the peace that surpasses all understanding. And add more to this prayer as you are led. Amen. A model prayer. When we are not walking in blessings, we are living in curses. Prayer is always intended to support, free, and usher in the kingdom of God in all holiness. Take your prayer life seriously. Forget about praying like we have prayed in the past. We are used to praying shotgun prayers that go out and cover everything, we hope. It's time to pray with intention and only as the Lord leads, even if you must sit in silence. It's far better to wait on the Lord than religiously pray, so I bless you with patience to hear God's voice and truly pray his will. Here are some human qualities to live by, rebukes to be set free from, and affirmations to cross the divide from curses to blessings. Reflections for prayer. Quality: caring for others. Rebukes: fear of missing the mark, fear of making mistakes, conditional love, irresponsibility. Affirmations: I thank God for my family and friends. I trust God to have chosen me to be a parent to my children and a blessing to my friends. I know that mistakes I make will be turned to good for opportunity to grow. I will recognize conditional love and repent to be in right alignment with Jesus' unexplainable love for me. I face conflict open-heartedly and take responsibility for caring for my physical and spiritual children. Quality: teaching identity to others. Rebukes: neglect, modeling inappropriate character behaviors, not knowing who you are in Christ Jesus or your purpose, living an unspiritual life in the flesh. Affirmations: I thank you, Father God, for showing me more of who I am so that I can show my family and friends who they are in you. I will pay attention to others' needs and I will model righteous character for them. I ensure I am living my true purpose with hope and love. I lay my flesh down that I may walk in God's Holy Spirit. Quality: equipping your children and others spiritually in worship and in truth. Rebukes: teaching fear of the outside secular world, neglecting the Holy Spirit, non-diverse worshiping. Affirmations: I thank you, Father, for diversity in people. I expose my children to the world in healthy, protective ways. I teach my children how to worship you in everything they do. I will show them the power and love of Holy Spirit. Quality: nurturing loving and life-giving relationships. Rebukes: pride, envy, unloving discourse, disrespect, conditional love. Affirmations: I care for others authentically. I refuse to create and engage in drama. I respect myself and others, and I work to love without strings attached. I know relationships are important to God, and I cherish them. Quality: bringing people to the saving knowledge of our living God. Rebukes: putting relationships with people before relationship with God. Modeling unrighteous character at home and upright character around others. Neglecting to celebrate Jesus publicly. Affirmations: I model God and righteous character with honesty and humility. I understand I must reflect Jesus Christ in all that I do. I am to be an example of Christ on earth. I teach my children about Jesus and help them soberly to decide for Him. Quality: help people to discover their purpose. Rebukes: denying self along with flesh. Lack of encouragement and hope. Forcing activities or actions. Denying gifts and talents. Affirmations: I teach my children, physical and spiritual, to be rid of flesh without denying who they are made to be. I encourage them in activities they love while not forcing them to do something they are not made to do. I work to recognize their giftings and do all I can to support them. Quality: model integrity. Rebukes: being disrespectful to self and others. Lying. Image management. Dishonesty. Affirmations: I model integrity by respecting myself and others. I am honest in everything that I do. I don't tell little white lies to look good in front of others. Quality: live by godly beliefs and values. Rebukes: making empty promises. Not knowing or developing my values. Unbelief. Affirmations: I follow through with all the promises I make and will not use them as a tool of manipulation or threat. My yes means yes and my no means no. I continuously pray for more belief in my faith journey. I create my list of values and live by them. Quality: love unconditionally. Rebukes: having strings attached. Expecting something in return. Taking advantage of someone. Affirmations: I love unconditionally without strings attached. I love without expecting anything in return. I give my love freely. I give my love honestly and will not take advantage of anyone by manipulation or passive aggression. I love God. I love myself. And I love others for who they are. Quality: healthy boundaries. Rebukes: putting up negative walls, blind spots, isolation, too much self-protection, barriers to learning. Affirmations: I accept myself as I am, and I have healthy relationships. I set boundaries with others effectively to protect myself without unhealthy isolation. I seek the help of Jesus to find my blind spots and learn how to change for the better. Jesus is my defense, so I don't have to be defensive.